Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Y'all are lucky.
Bringing the energy right. Today.
We were yawning and
in tandem.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a good show.
Hey, I've got my sugar-free...
Oh, you're doing the liquid heavy sugar-free. That stuff is good. Somebody messaged me the other day, and she was like, is it really good, though? And I was like, I swear to you, it's really good. I've tried the peach one, and I tried the not lemon lime, peach.
Green apple. That's what this is. Okay. I've only tried the green apple so far.
The peach is nice.
I really like it. I have to say, like, the first sip, you're like, oh, yeah, I can tell this is sugar-free.
It's very muted, the flavors. To me.
But I really like it. It's very refreshing and I like it. I'm okay with it.
I love it. I'm not mad about it. And that was like the biggest selling point for other people. They were like, oh gosh, all the sugar. Cause it was a lot of sugar. So I've told you, I would even like split the packet, but now that they're sugar free, I mean, there ain't no excuse.
Game changer.
Famous as the code. Praise the Lord. It's never going to get old saying that because we've had to still use swiping up forever. So
for so long. Okay. So we're changing up the format of the show a little bit. Sometimes.
Us changing something weird.
I know. Well, I mean, it should come as no surprise to anybody that we're a little scattered. And so sometimes we get like going on these in these conversations on the episode. And then we realize that we forget our basically famous moment, and then it either gets skipped or just like push at the end real quick.
Yeah.
So we are, I guess, going to start for a little while. We'll try starting at the top of the show with our spotlight of the week.
Yes.
So we have an Am I the Asshole that was submitted. And I think you and I are definitely going to be on the same page about it.
Okay.
But it might... I think it's going to lead into an interesting conversation. So, okay. So this, Am I the Asshole? Let me pull it up here. Okay. She says, hey girls, my older brother hasn't worked since 2020 when he was first laid off. His reasoning is he's not taking a job at a lower pay because it will hurt him in his salary negotiation process. So he's not taking another job until he finds one that pays like his old job did. His wife left him because of this, and in the divorce, my brother got the house. He's going through the foreclosure process now because he ran out of savings. He's looking for a place to stay, and I have an extra bedroom, but my brother is not coming here to freeload. He has to have a job. I'd settle for any job, even a part-time job, but he is still stubbornly insisting that he's not working for less than he's worth. I finally got upset and said, fine, then you can be homeless. He was extremely pissed off that I wouldn't even consider taking him in until he finds this, quote, job. My family members are on me about how I could allow him to be homeless, yada, yada, but I don't see anyone else offering their spare rooms and couches to him either. Am I the asshole for letting my brother be homeless?
No, I don't think she's the asshole at all. I don't care negotiating a salary. If you have no salary in the past year or 6 months, 3 years, whatever, you ain't going to be negotiating anything because you're going to have such a big gap on your resume that no one's going to even want to hire you.
Like when I'm hiring and I see gaps,
that's a red flag.
It's such a red flag. And I will always ask about it because here's the thing. I would rather somebody come to me with like a small gap on their resume and say, hey, like, shit was hard, especially that we can see, we know we were here. We know what happened in 2020. So I would rather somebody say like, hey, I got laid off because of COVID or furloughed or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You know, I was out of work for a little bit. You can see I've had some odd and end jobs here and there.
Just had to take what I could
pay
get.
Pay my bill.
That's right.
I would rather see that. You're going to get a faster, okay, like let's just move forward in the process for me with that than a huge gap.
Right. Because you didn't want to take a lower pay range. Sorry, what?
Right. No. That's red flags all over. In my head, I'm thinking, okay, was he not, nobody wanted him. He was unhirable.
Right.
Is he just lazy and didn't make an effort to find a new job? Mm-hmm. Like, how's he been paying his bills? Is he a freeloader?
Right.
You know,
is he living with his sister for free and like stirring up family drama?
Yeah. So I just like, I understand like, but that's a like narcissistic behavior. Like
totally.
That's an ego thing.
No, it
like,
is.
I'm sorry. You do what you need to do to pay your bills. He's now lost his marriage, like his home, his life is crumbling. I bet that wouldn't have happened if you would have gotten a part-time job at a fucking fast food joint.
Right. Like, you're not better than anybody at anything like that. It is very narcissistic usually. And usually it's stemmed to like the pride. They don't want to do it because they're better than that. Cause I was making more than that because I was doing more. Okay.
Right.
Guess what? COVID happened and now you're not. Someone needs you to go figure something out. Hit the streets.
Yep. Was it you I was just talking about where
you were talking about me?
No, talking to you about when I was living in New York, my roommate got laid off. And so like I was teaching riding lessons and making $13 an hour at the mall. And like she was babysitting. Like we were grown ass professionals living in New York, sharing a one bedroom apartment and taking whatever.
The hustle never sleeps.
Right. Like, that's whatever odd and end job we could because we had to pay our bills.
That's right.
Like, I don't understand this, like, how you'd rather blow through all your savings than just make some extra money to offset that so you don't blow through your savings and lose your whole life.
But I love that his excuse is so he can negotiate a higher salary.
Yeah.
Like, you aren't going to be negotiating anything when they're like, you have 3 years of no work experience. You have to actually start below what this was going to be anyway. So, what?
I think that offering to take your brother in, knowing that this is his behavior over the last 3 years, was a really noble thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're the asshole by not opening up your door for him to live with you and freeload off of you. So no, you're not the asshole. And quite honestly, I feel like some people have to hit rock bottom before they can figure their shit out. And unfortunately, if that means that he doesn't have a place to live, then that's his rock bottom and he's going to have to figure it out.
No, I agree. And it really is. Sometimes it is tough love and you have to do it. Otherwise, nothing is going to change. If you just let him stay and do what? And his savings is going to run out. And then what? Then what?
Right.
Then what? He's just going to be living off you and then you're going to be pissed and resent him.
Right. And fuck your family too, for that matter. If they're going to
FYF,
fuck your family. But like, really, like it's okay to have boundaries.
Right. Sure it is.
Like you have
this boundary. I see what you're doing here.
Hey, but really, as she said, like they're not opening their door to him. So they've already set their boundary. So why is she not allowed to?
Exactly. It's going to become her problem, not theirs. And then if she's going to be mad about it, then they're going to get mad. It's like, well, then you let him live with you. Oh no, you don't want him to. Why? You don't want him laid up on your couch? Cause I'm gonna be real pissed when I come home after working all day and you're laid up on my couch with popcorn and crumbs all over you or pistachios all over your chest. Like, we're going to be fighting.
Yeah.
We're going to take it outside. We're going to take it outside because absolutely not. No. No, but I agree with you. And when we were trying to figure out this show, since I was like, I have a great one, boundaries. And like, do you feel like you're good at like setting boundaries as a whole?
It ebbs and flows for me. Okay. I think sometimes I'm really good at setting. Sometimes I'm really good at setting boundaries and sometimes I'm not. I think naturally I'm not. I'm a people pleaser and I'm a yes man. And like I also have like really bad FOMO. So like I don't set boundaries well naturally. It has to be a very like mindful thing.
Right.
I am much better at it now though.
Yeah.
That I'm a little bit older. I'm like very comfortable. Like, in my life, and I'm okay with the idea. I'm more comfortable with the idea of saying no, which is really hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I was gonna say, sometimes you have to, though, like anybody, because I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I always wanna say yes to stuff because I just wanna do a lot because it makes me feel good and it makes me feel like I'm valuable, I guess, to people's lives when I can like do stuff for them, you know? But at the same time, it's like, when you do that and you sacrifice your time, your personal, like, then that takes a toll on you. So then you're the one that has to sacrifice what you want to do because you've said yes to all these other things. But I feel like as a mom now, not to play the mom card, but like I have to say no to stuff. Like I can't say yes to everything anymore because I literally do not have time to say yes to everything anymore. You know, it's like you're kind of like forced into boundaries, or they're like sloppy. Like I'll have great boundaries on certain things and then none for other stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, damn.
Well, I think for me, like it really came to a point where I really came to the realization that I was not being good in any aspect of my life.
Yeah.
I wasn't being a good employee. I wasn't being a good leader. I wasn't being a good wife or a good friend. Like mm-hmm. I was not being good at anything.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of evaluating like why that was. And it really was because my cup was empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I didn't take care of myself physically, mentally, anything. You know, I just, mm-hmm. I was bottom of the totem pole. And so you can't be everything to everyone all the time.
Can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah. And like, that sounds so cliche, but it really was like true. This come to Jesus moment for me where I was like, okay, I have to like reevaluate and reprioritize things in my life, because I was always the person, like I would always say yes to plans. Mm. Always say yes to plans. If anybody needed anything from me, I was the first to say yes.
Yeah.
And I still will do things for other people. It's not like I've just stopped that altogether, but it's just different for me now.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, that's a good thing. And like you said, sometimes it's just growing up. I'll like go out of my way and rearrange my schedule to accommodate other people, making something easier on them when really it's not my job to do that.
Yes.
To put the burden on myself. And I don't know why I do that, because it makes it so stressful when I do that.
Yeah.
Like I do that all the time.
I do it a lot at work.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of that at work. I will like bear the burden of a lot of things for the people working for me when really it's their job. And so it's my job as their leader to like support them versus doing everything for them. And also then it like, it shifts the respect, right? Because then their employees are viewing me in like, they'll bypass their boss to come to me. And that's not fair either to me or to them, to their boss. So that's a little bit hard. Like I'm on vacation, I'm on PTO and I put up my away message. I was like, I am not checking my email.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you how many times I picked up my phone? What's today? Wednesday? So yesterday was my first like official PTO day. I picked up my phone probably 15 times to check my work email. And only twice did I actually get to my inbox before I was like, stop. Why?
I don't know.
Like that's so unhealthy. Like the fact that I can't even delete it because I use my email, other emails, like I have professional emails for like, you know, basically Famous and Spencer So Basic and whatever, and my personal email. But it's just like, that's like sick that I just couldn't help myself.
It's so habitual, but it's the world that we live in now too, because we don't have boundaries by world standards. Like everybody has to be available right now. Everything has to be ASAP. Everything has got to be, it's so pertinent. It's so important. It's so now. That is not how it should be. And that is not the reality of what most things, even if it is a fire going on, people can be so dramatic and they're like freaking out. Really, when you step back and you look at this, the grand scheme, the big picture of it all, it's like, okay, if this did not get taken care of right now, would it really be detrimental to people or the business?
Yeah.
Usually no. It's usually not. But we are so conditioned to be right now, ASAP, give me this, give me that. It's so sick how bad it has gotten in society. And I'm guilty of it. Everybody is guilty of it. Whether it's emailing and wanting a response right away. Like the expectation naturally has just grown to the point where it's like, if you text somebody and they don't text you back in like 3 minutes, you're like, what are they doing? Like, why didn't they text me back? That should not be are you normal or is it just me?
No,
but you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes,
it's like, it's like someone you're like in your mind, you're like, what are they doing? Like I texted you. Oh, 5 minutes ago. Oh,
hello.
Wow. 5 minutes ago.
The other night, Wendy texted me and I was like cooking. I had friends coming over to meet Brooks. And so I was like cooking food, whatever. It was probably a few hours.
It was a few hours, yeah.
But she was like, hey, what are you doing? And then a few hours go by and I hadn't seen her text. She was like, cool.
She was like, sorry. I was cooking. No, I was totally kidding. And I had a buzz.
I know you're kidding, but
But it really is. I mean,
it made
me
laugh.
It did cross my mind that I was like, what is she doing? That's so important.
Like, but I can always tell you only do the follow up text when you've been drinking and she'll miss, but it's Kewl.
K-E-W-L. Kewl. Well, we wanted you to meet up with us. We were right by your house. But no, it's just gross how society has done that to us. And I feel like I have to make myself aware of, like, reminding myself, like, somebody, they're doing something. They could be at home with their kid. They could be whatever it is.
Yeah.
Even when I'm rescheduling clients on my books, like, it sucks that it goes through so many degrees before I can just say yes to a client, right?
Right.
So if you message me and you're like, hey, can you do my hair Wednesday at 6:30? Let's say I have like a 30-minute gap in my day, but I need to shift everybody up. So then I have to go through the totem pole, right? Like, I have to ask this person. They confirm yes. Okay, cool. Move them up. Then this person. So by the time I get back to somebody, it could be 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And as I'm waiting for their response, I've absolutely had clients go, hey, just following back up. And it's been like an hour. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I know that they don't mean it in any way. They just want to make their schedule too, right?
Right. Everybody's waiting.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm waiting for them to just say yes or no on it. And you got to remind yourself, like, I have clients that have literally said when they get home at like 5 o'clock, they have 2 hours, and then they all put their phones in a basket on the counter. The kid, my God,
that
teens.
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, the teens, husband, and my client. I'm not even kidding, because I've messaged her before, and it was like the next morning she messaged me and she told me about it. And I was like, actually, that's a really great idea. And they do it to monitor the kids, but they also show that, like, we're not on our phones.
Right.
You don't need to be able to disconnect. It's okay to disconnect. Yeah. And I was like, actually, that's a great way to do that. Like,
and I am like this, like, I won't answer anything work related once the stores are closed. Mm-hmm. Unless it is an emergency, I won't respond to anything after like 8 o'clock at night or 8:30 at night. Like, I'm done at that point.
Yeah.
So if somebody messages me or calls me, unless they say like 911, it's fine. It can wait until the morning.
Right.
And I actually heard something recently and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to adapt this like so hard, because this was my day Monday. Like, I'm trying to wrap things up. Like, I've got my own stuff to do before I'm done.
Right.
Like, and can go out on my PTO. And we had like, well, I'm not going to get into it, but someone kept emailing me.
Okay.
Like, they knew I was on PTO. I already had my away thing up. Like, and it was these like urgency things. And then I saw something on TikTok and this girl says, your lack of preparation is not my emergency.
Yeah. Have you ever and seen I was, your urgency is not my emergency?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
But
that's
I like
a real
that
thing.
Too.
Oh yeah.
But I was like, wow, that's like so good. And I am going to like use that.
Yes. No, we say that all the time. Your urgency is not my emergency. Like, literally Mike's stepdad said that a few years ago. And I'm like, absolutely. And I love that it rhymes. So it's easy to say, but it's so true. Uh-huh. Again, I've been guilty of it too, but just because you're in a hurry to make whatever it is or whatever you've got going on does not mean that you're putting that on me.
Right.
Like, sorry. That being said, with work stuff, being that it is my business and my clients, I feel like I do have a little bit more like dedication and like, what's the word? Not liability, like loyalty, I guess, to my business to make things happen. Cause like I for a long time was the same way where I was like, I'm not going to message clients late out of respect for them. But then also I don't want to set that practice where I'm available at 9 o'clock. Now, that being said, if clients message like, hey, I have an appointment in the morning, my kid's throwing up, do I need to cancel or whatever?
Totally. I think it's, you have to be able to make reasonable accommodations.
Yeah.
But like best practices.
Right.
We have to have like an off time.
Oh, for sure.
You
but
know?
If I work for someone else, if I'm done at 5 o'clock, don't call me. Out of office.
That's why she works for herself.
Immediately out of office. Thank you. Goodbye. I don't take direction very well. I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, but I feel
See,
like
I could never.
What?
I could never just like it's that work related stuff is the hardest for me. I've placed so much of my self value
in your work,
in my work, that it's really, really difficult. Oh, hang on. Should we answer this? She's going to fucking hate us.
She, yeah, hang on. Sure.
Hey. Oh, hold on.
And when I get down there,
hold on, Elaine.
Yeah.
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before because we're in the middle of recording.
And you called again.
Oh, I I just said, I'll make it quick then. I just said, we're going to need to get our nails done before I head down there. I mean, when I'm down there, not before.
Okay, well, that's fine. I won't go get my nails done then before.
Yeah. Well, like pedicures too, so it's fine.
Oh, fantastic. So he'll come too.
Well, I don't need a pedicure. I need a manicure because I'm literally leaving my manicure appointment. And I hate my nails so much.
Oh, no. Why don't you go back in?
No, because it's the color. Because it's my own fault. Like, she put the color on, and I was like, I don't even know why I try new fucking things. And then I was getting massaged the whole time. And I was like, it's just not my time to argue. Like, I'll just suffer through it. And then I got in my car, and I was like, God, I gotta fucking stare at this. Like, I'm gonna take this anger out on Uwa during our 10-hour drive, and he's probably gonna leave me at some fucking truck stop in Virginia.
Hopefully so, not. Well, no, never mind. I'll keep my comment to myself. But ironic, because yeah, we are talking about boundaries this episode. So, you know, a boundary is not letting people do your nails terribly and then leave.
Oh my God, I would totally do the same thing, girl. Did you not remember them Easter eggs that I had last year?
But like, listen, also pick and choose your battles. It wasn't the time to argue with this bitch. She was talking to me the entire time I was getting my nails done.
So rude.
And while she was doing my nails, while I was getting massaged, there was this other bitch talking to me too. And then she was talking to me the whole time. Come to find out, I only at the end of our conversation did I realize she was talking about a 100-pound husky that she had. And I was like, wait, we weren't talking about a person? And it was just, and then I looked down at my nails and I was like, I gotta fucking get out of here. Not only do I gotta get out of here, like, I still have to tip your ass. I was like, and then I gotta fucking leave. And it was just, I just want to go home. I already snapped on Uwa because I don't have any boundaries. And I just want to fucking go home.
Can you send us a picture though when we get off the phone? Just, I need to see them.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. So I saw the color and I was like, ooh, that'll be like the jelly nails. Like, I'll instantly turn into Hailey Bieber. And I'm not.
Uh-oh. You don't look like Hailey Bieber? What?
No, I don't. I'll send you a picture. I'm going to go be miserable on my own. You guys have fun with your fucking boundaries.
Oh, thank you. I'll call you later.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was our other co-host. I love that she called it like perfect time. And I swear to God, she can smell us recording. And she's like, I got to call him.
This is the only time she ever calls me.
Love that. Love that for us and our listeners, because they love her. No, I would never dare say something to the nail person either, because
the only time I have ever said anything to the nail people is when they've like really misshapen the nails.
Yeah.
Like it pisses me off to no end. And I don't have this anymore really, because when I do have my nails long, mm-hmm, I typically do almond. Mm-hmm. But I used to do like a rounded square. Mm-hmm. It'd be looking like a damn rhombus, mm-mm, because it would be so slanty. And, you know, because they hold your hand up and it's like, okay, well, if they're holding your hand crooked, or if like, I don't know, maybe I just have like lumpy fingertips because they're not really like.
Sometimes your fingers are crooked. Like sometimes my pinky, yeah, look, it goes to the right. So if you follow that
have
you
never like phone seen pinky?
Have you never seen people's pinkies? You have two. You either have the Y or the straight ones. Yours are straight. Mine are the Y. It means something though, depending on your pinkies. Yeah, we're going to look this up. But Jinx, you owe me a manicure.
But yeah, like when it's, I have said something like that. Like that, or if they're like really going ham on my cuticles, I'm like, yo, can you fucking chill?
Ooh, the nail file when they're getting in the.
But like, I had a girl once, she was doing my cuticles with a little cuticle trimmer, which I like. I know that's controversial. Some people really want their cuticles trimmed. Some people don't. I want my cuticles trimmed. Like, get that shit all the way back. I want that manicure to last. Mm-hmm. And she fucking cut me, and I'm bleeding, and I'm like, ow. And she goes, oh, no blood. And starts holding it, and I'm like, yes, blood.
Ew. Okay. So your pinkies can mean stuff about your personality.
Okay.
So type one, if they're short, which do you have a short one?
I mean, what would categorize it as short?
It doesn't reach the top of your joint of your ring finger. Mine reaches.
Oh, then yes.
Mine does not then. Wait. Nope, mine doesn't. It's right at it.
Mine's short. They're a little below. So what is short?
Okay, so short means it's indicative of a few things. You may be shy or reserved. No, especially around strangers. Ew.
Yeah, actually I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can't relate.
Introverted.
Okay. You have lots of big dreams, but can be timid about reaching out and going for them.
Yep.
That's you. That said,
I love that you were also quick to answer that.
That said, you shouldn't worry about, you have a big heart and kind soul and can achieve anything you want, Spencer.
Aww.
Okay, type two, even with the little line. We don't have that, so let's not even read it.
Also, to clarify, we're talking about the joint like right below the nail. Like, I don't have some freakishly short pinkies. Like, it's not the knuckle.
Right.
It's like joint.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to have to edit this part because it's talking about low set shit. Who has a pinky finger that matches the ring finger? That ain't even real. It's unusual, but sometimes people have a little finger that's the same length as the ring finger, or rarely. No, literally nobody has a ring finger like that. Okay. No, this is ridiculous.
I mean, mine was pretty accurate, but no, nobody has a pinky. If your pinky finger is the same length as your ring finger, please DM us.
This is crazy. I'm mad. I can't even find the freaking, can't find how to break this down, but I remember being in elementary school and everybody had to like do different things with their body, or like, it was like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you take your two hands and you face them outward and your pinky fingers either touch all the way up or they don't. We'll have to take a picture and post it on stories. Because if you can tell me what the meaning of this is or how to search it, I can't figure out. I accidentally put pinky gingers and it brought up gingers. Like, I just need somebody to do this for me and tell me what it means.
Okay, well, while you were looking for that, I did find this hand personality one, which is really, it's kind of interesting. Okay. Uh-huh. So there's four different hand shapes. There's square palm, short fingers.
Okay.
Meaning like, could your palm fit in a square and your fingers fit in a square? Then there's square palms, which it would be a square around your palm, and then long fingers. So it would be rectangular. Then there's long palms, short fingers, which is what I have. So a long palm and then short fingers.
Okay.
And then long palms, long fingers, where both would have to be rectangular versus square. Like if you were to draw a box. I feel like you might be that.
Yeah. Because my palm is long, but my fingers are long. That's so weird. I've never looked at
it. Actually, no. You're,
what am I?
You're square palm, long fingers.
Square palm, long fingers.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. What do I, tell me all about me.
So we'll start with that. Hold on. So you have, wait, long fingers, square palms. Okay. So you have an air hand.
I thought you were about to call me an airhead. I was like, where's this going?
If you have long fingers and square palms, your personality traits reveal that you are a lover of abstract. I don't know if this is.
Hit me.
You are a lover of abstract and intellectual conversations. You indulge in beautiful ways of self-expression. You seek a stable emotional life. However, on the inside, you are distrustful of emotions. You have a huge fear of being let down. You do not trust people easily. Even if you are in a committed relationship, you will always have some doubts or fears. You are curious, you love exploring new things and places, and hearing stories about people. You are analytical, you prefer to be as original as possible. Your temperament can come out of nowhere at times. You love to talk about anything and everything. You enjoy exploring different perspectives. You also love to organize things or surprise your loved ones. Actually, I feel like this is spot on.
It is spot on outside of the intellectual conversations.
But even then, it is. You and I are thinking intellectual conversations like we're like going to fucking talk about Socrates. Like, no, we're not going to talk about that shit.
Okay, but, okay, yeah, true.
And then it says you want to be accepted for who you are, which happens to be a trouble point in your life.
Wow, that is almost exactly spot on.
That's really kind of crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
So
let's read yours.
So that was, again, that was air hand, long fingers, square palms.
Not to be confused with airhead.
Not to be confused with airhead.
Air hand. I just love that.
Okay. So mine is, I'm a fire hand, short fingers and rectangular palms.
Okay.
If you have short fingers and long palms, your personality traits reveal you are energetic, enthusiastic, restless, and charismatic. You have excellent leadership qualities. You do not shy away from taking risks or seizing opportunities. You love to be the center of attention. You can be obnoxious too at times. This is, I'm feeling attacked.
A little attacked.
Also, yeah. It's accurate, but I am feeling attacked. Okay. You are extroverted. Well, that's not true. You love to talk about yourself. This is very unflattering. I don't like this. You are versatile and aspire to be perfect in whatever you do. You are constantly searching for new ideas. You will always want to be ahead of the crowd. You will be quick to take initiative and stick to finishing your projects or achieving your goals till the end. You love to embrace your individuality. You do not conform to the ideals or norms set by society. You live by your rules and what you feel is right. I feel like it's like 75%
accurate.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of that is true about you, but then, yeah, there's a couple little holes, if you will. I mean, being the center of attention, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
It's also true. I know this about myself. Okay. I want to be the center of attention. I've never met a spotlight I didn't like. Good or bad.
If you're hands talking on
about
fire,
me, you're thinking about
that's
me.
That's right. I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. We don't make the rules. We didn't make the hand.
Okay, let's read these other two in case people are trying to like figure out their hands. So this one is square palms, short fingers. This is earth hand. If you have short fingers and square palms, your personality traits reveal you are honest, conscientious, traditional, and down to earth. You have a very practical outlook on life, which can be hurtful to people who value sentiments. You tend to be all about material gains and money. You have a place for dreams and emotions, but you are not a very sentimental person. You are a man or woman of many skills. You love your family and keep them above all. You are straightforward and say things as it is. You can be protective and caring, but stubborn and single-minded also. You are quick-witted and have a great sense of humor. You are usually level-headed and lead an organized life. You will get things done by hook or crook. I do not know what that means. You do not reveal your true feelings. You are social and maintain a good network of friends. Okay, and then the last one.
I felt the earth move under my feet. I feel this tumbling down.
Stunning.
Them earth hands, boy, that just slaps. Pun right. intended. Sorry, go.
Last one is water hand. Long fingers, long palms. This is for all you piano playing cunts. Okay. If you have long fingers and long palms, your personality traits reveal that you are highly imaginative, sensitive, and emotional. You are a dreamer. You are usually gentle and calm on the outside. However, you have a storm of emotional turbulence brewing up inside. You are highly moody. You hold your ideals of relationships very high and expect people to conform to those ideals at all times. You are very secretive and introverted. You keep your walls around your heart too high. You may get everything out of the other person due to your gentle and receptive way of communicating. However, one would not be able to get inside your thoughts and feelings unless you truly reveal them. When you let your guard down, you are vulnerable, emotional, romantic, and idealistic. You are more sentimental than rational. You have the need to be heard and to be held with love and care. Sounds like you also need therapy. Just saying. Very interesting.
That okay. is very interesting.
Are you... This is controversial.
Uh-oh.
Are you like a astrological girly? Is that the
like
right?
Like astrology?
Astronomy.
Astrology. I'm intellectual, in case you were confused.
let's have one of those intellectual combos.
I am wind hand. Okay, so that's a loaded question. I feel like I don't believe... I don't know. I like reading about myself. Like, I like reading what they say about me, you know? Like, I like being like, oh my God, yeah. That's totally me. But I also... Honestly, I don't know.
I do. Like, I'm not going to be one of those people that make all my life choices. No, based I'm not going to look at the stars. Are telling okay,
that's
me.
What I was going to say. I'm not going to look at the stars and be like, that one's Shannon Bretta and winked at me. I'm going to go and go to the grocery store because it said go pick up a lottery ticket. I'm not going to do that. But like, I don't know. I don't take them for anything more than face value. I guess that's the best way. I'll read them.
Sure.
And I enjoy it, but I don't live it as my truth.
But like, there we do go. You know, like, have you, like, do you know you like your rising moon and sun and all that shit?
No. But my client wanted to do it for us. Remember? Read our
We really need to because stuff. I like dabbled in it a little bit, but I'm not sure that I have it 100% down, but I'm pretty sure I know like all my different things.
Yeah.
And it's like based on my birth date and time and all that. And it's freakishly accurate and really interesting. And so I do think that there's something to be said about it.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to like live my life
right
by the, you know, stars, but I also don't think I can write astrology off as like a bunch of hooey balooey either.
Yeah. No. And I think, like I said, I take it for face value, like being a Cancer and like my horoscope and astrology and all that. Like, it's face value for me. It's not like I'm living my life and that's not my truth and that's not my meaning. I don't even know. I don't even understand it enough to even be able to defend it or not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know it that well. But yes, I do enjoy reading about like what it says I am. If I'm a rising moon or a setting sun or a wind hand or an earth hand or a fun time, whatever, you know, I like to read it, but I don't know enough about it to know, you know.
I'm trying to look up what your horoscope is for today.
Oh, hit me with it when you find it.
You're Cancer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Today's the 28th. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says, do your thing today, Cancer, and don't take garbage from others. Take control of the issue when you see that something needs to get done. Others may be acting rashly and see things differently than you. Don't change your point of view just to make it easier on others. If people are in your way, confront them.
Mm-mm. So you know what I
sounds
feel?
Like it's telling you to have boundaries.
It sounds, what is that full circle? Okay, so with horoscopes as a whole, I do think that there's like truth behind those. Like, I feel like I am a Cancer based on what they're saying a Cancer is and what they do. Like, they're known for being hyper emotional, temperamental, and spiteful.
It's okay. I'm a Scorpio.
I could be a petty bitch. Like, I'm here to tell you, I can. I'll be trying to hold my head high, but sometimes. It's
not your maiden name for nothing, you know?
Right. So Cancers, in addition to being devoted, are extremely fond of their loved ones, often to an unhealthy degree. They place high value on family and close friends and will go to great lengths. So a lot of times that's like the true definition of a Cancer. And I do feel like that is, and Fisher being the same. I'm like, yes, I can see that. And then Scorpios, aren't y'all like real wild and stuff?
Yeah.
Ain't y'all a little bit crazy?
Fiery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am honey. The fire hand.
See, there, and my sign is water. Like, I'm totally, hey, listen, send me to the beach, bitch, because I'm a crab.
Oh, wait, hold on. What's my horoscope today? Let's see.
Your horoscope today?
My horoscope. Okay. It says, it's possible that some of you will feel restless and agitated over unrelated concerns. There's no disputing that certain individuals will attempt to irritate and divert you, but don't let anything or anybody today ruin your tranquility and peace of mind. Boundaries. Astrologers advise you to just avoid becoming engaged in anything that does not interest you. Give your weary mind a break. The color yellow is auspicious for you. The time between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. is deemed lucky for you today. It was the whole time I was with you.
Duh.
So wow, lucky.
Wow, I believe in horoscopes so much. I do believe in them.
100%.
1,000%. No, I mean, that's so funny, though, that they are definitely talking about boundaries.
Both of them.
You know why they are, though? Because people suck at them. We all suck at boundaries.
True.
Nobody has any anymore. We just want to be right now, right here, right now. What was that song? Was that like Nickelback or something?
Oh my God, no, it's in a commercial, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a song.
Well, no, but I think it's like a jingle. I don't think it's a song.
No, it's a song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Alexa, what's that song? Right here, right now. That was Last Night from One Thing at a Time by Morgan
No. She's confused.
Everybody in our house is obsessed with Morgan Wallen. I'm done.
Okay, so what would you say boundaries in your marriage are?
Let me do what I want when I want.
Good. I'm just
kidding. Making, like, I feel like as a parent in a marriage, like, moms take on so much by nature or by default, I guess, or standards. Like, moms always do everything. But sometimes you have to have a boundary in, like, your kids' lives to, like, make your husband do something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say no. Like, to say, I don't know. I'm kind of a control freak too, though. So, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do everything. Like, I don't want to have any boundaries, I guess, with my kids, is what I'm trying to say. With the exception of right now when I'm recording, I'm like, get your kid. But as far as just like Mike and I mean, man, that's hard. I don't know.
I don't know if we really have like set boundaries either. I would say probably the only one is when I'm like really agitated or pissed off about something, I don't want to be spoken to. Like that is a boundary for me is like I need space. If I'm irritated, I need alone time and I need you like not near me. Like even if it's I'm not agitated with him and he's just being like perfectly lovely, I need you to leave me the fuck alone. And that's a boundary for me.
No, and I think that's good. And especially if you know that you're capable of saying stuff with that fire hand, you know, or making contact with that face.
Slap a bitch. You know, I used to, oh God, I don't even want to say this. I used to refer to myself as someone from the Slapaho tribe.
Yes, for sure the Slapaho. I dressed up as a Slapaho for Halloween one time. Like, swear to God.
Yeah, I'm Native American. I'm from the Slapaho tribe.
Right. Bo show. Oh, no, I mean, I was trying to even look up some online just to like trigger something.
I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing that you don't have concrete boundaries that you can think of.
Yeah.
Just curious.
No, we don't.
Sometimes marriages have lots of boundaries. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. No, I mean, we don't really have. Nothing comes to my mind. Like I said, mostly I think it's more of like with kids, like when they come into it, you have to have boundaries for like what you're willing to take on as a mom and a wife versus the dad, like delegating things and whatnot. I don't even know if that's considered a boundary, but
actually I have another boundary. Okay. I want to know where Robbie is and what he's doing. Like not all the time, not like a psychotic level, but like if he were to be like going out with friends, I would want to know what his plan is. Like like you aren't just going to go out and do whatever with your friends at night. Like I wouldn't do that either. Like that's a boundary for me.
That's a respect too. Yeah. I mean, I guess we do that too. Like I don't ever just go out and he doesn't ever just go out. I mean, we don't go out actually. But like if
that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. But like Mike does a lot of fishing tournaments and that kind of stuff. And like I ain't really a question asker. Never mind. We don't got boundaries in my marriage.
No, but I feel like you like he does do a lot of stuff for him. Like he does a lot of Mike things.
Yeah.
And but I also feel like you get the opportunity to do Wendy things.
Yeah.
You know, you get to take your girls' trips and have, like, nights out.
Yeah. Yeah, we have different ways of, like, wanting to do that. He gets to do more. Brat.
Yeah, he does do.
I'm going to have to do more. I'm going to have to set some boundaries.
Yeah, we need to make that 50-50.
We're about to get this list going. About to get my air hand going.
My fire hand.
Get this air hand and this fire hand going. We're going to put some damn can. You know what? Mine would blow yours out.
No, it wouldn't. Air feeds fire.
You better believe it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why we're a team.
That is why we're a team. A good team.
You fan my fire, baby. I don't know why this just made me think of it.
Uh-oh, what?
Last night, it wouldn't be an episode if we didn't talk about something crass and disgusting.
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure.
Last night, I don't know what was going on with me the last couple days. So gassy.
Okay.
So I'm like kind of on my period, kind of not. I don't know if that was part of it, but like messy. Like I had to like check myself a couple times. I was concerned.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Nothing happened, but wasn't totally sure.
All right.
So last night I like lean over. Robbie's like, you know, get in my nook. We're watching The Bear, which by the way, if you are not watching The Bear, you are missing out.
What is it even about?
Oh my God. I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay.
So I like lean over and of course I let out this long drawn out fart, which is like so disgusting that I would just do that in bed with my husband. Like he doesn't care.
Fine. There's no boundaries there.
No boundaries. None. Should be boundaries and there aren't. And he out of nowhere goes, oh my God. And like covered his face.
You shit on him?
No, I didn't shit, but it smelled. My farts never smell.
Oh.
And when I tell you, it was worse than yours. It was worse than yours.
Wow.
Yeah. It was bad. It was really bad. I was like, something is not, I'm not well. Anyways. Okay. The bear. Did you ever watch the show Shameless?
Cause I'm shameless. I'm just feeling real singy tonight.
You are.
I was even looking up that song that I'm going to play for you later.
Perfect.
We watched like one or two episodes here and there, but no.
So do you know when I say the kid, the brother Lip,
yep.
who I'm talking about? Yep. Okay. I forget the actor's name, but he's the main character on the show, The Bear. Mm-hmm. And essentially he comes in, his brother has passed away. I think he committed suicide. So, and he like takes over his brother's restaurant and it's just a shithole. And he's a fine, he's like.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. He's a fine dining chef. Like he's like actual culinary genius, like world renowned, whatever.
Okay.
And so he comes into this like shithole, like beefsteak restaurant that's like falling apart and he's turning it into like a fine dining restaurant.
Okay.
And they want to get a Michelin star, all this stuff. But he's taking like the crew that was there at this place and he's like sending them to culinary school. And like, when I tell you that, like, I have goosebumps even just like thinking about this show, like the character development. It's like
a real sweet feel good thing.
Yes. Yeah. But I will tell you, it will spike the fuck out of your anxiety during certain scenes because it's like so chaotic.
Mm.
It's so good. It's probably one of my favorite shows I've watched in a very long time.
Really?
Yes.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
All right, well.
But I can, it's like hugely critically acclaimed. I could understand how somebody maybe wouldn't like it.
Okay.
So like, I won't be offended if you tell me that you weren't into it.
That I didn't like it.
But you should give it a try. And I feel like it would be one to watch with Mike. That could be like a good nighttime before bed show. Okay. The episodes aren't super long. A couple of them are like closer to an hour.
It's on Netflix?
But most of them are like an hour. Hulu, I think you can watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, if you've watched The Bear, please DM me so we can talk about it because we just finished the second season and it was...
Two seasons already?
Yeah, it was like one of the best seasons of any television show I've ever watched.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
I'm going to watch it. Probably.
Have you read anything lately?
Yeah. I just finished Happy Place by Emily Henry. It was good. I'll give it about 3.5-4 stars. Didn't love the ending. Oh, hold on. I didn't mean to play that music.
Oh.
It comes highly recommended from people that I really love and trust, but I didn't love it. Mm. Also, I just tooted and it does not smell good. And Maggie just yawned. Sorry. And then also I read.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No.
I didn't even have eggs. Oh no. Sorry. Hold on, I gotta get through my books. Okay. 28 Summers I read by Ellen Hildebrand. Loved. Oh my God. It was so freaking good. Finished it. And then I read The Sixth Wedding, which is the one that follows that. Oh my God. So good. Y'all need to read it. I just finished Happy Place. And now I have started another Ellen Hildebrand. I'm very much into Ellen Hildebrand right now. And I think that's why the Emily Henry one was a little bit harder for me because I was like in beach mode, you know, and like Nantucket. Yes. I was not dealing with this shit.
I get like that.
Yeah.
Like well, for so long, I was like back to back with, what's her face?
Colleen Hoover.
Yes, with Coho Books. And anytime I would try and pick up a different book, if it didn't have the same like
vibe, yeah,
point of view, I know or what vibe, you mean. I was like, nope, like three pages in, I would put it to the side.
Yeah.
And I think I had one too many of those instances and I just stopped. I got out of my reading groove. I've been paying for the unlimited Kindle shit for like 6 months and I haven't read a single book probably in 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, like I really want to read again. I just,
I do the Goodreads and I'm trying to keep up with them.
To suck me in.
You do. And so my Goodreads, I did 3 books in June and I'm way behind my schedule. So I was like trying to get through some. And so I'm reading Endless Summer right now by Ellen Hildebrand. I just started it last night. I like it. It's good. I was going to say something about, Coho. Man, it feels like she had her moment.
She totally had her moment. But you got to think, like, she's been around forever, right?
Forever. Like,
Coho didn't just, like, pop on the scene with enormous success. No, some of her books are,
like, 10 years old. Yeah. Right.
Like,
What am I talking about? That's the thing with TikTok is what I was going to say, is that it can blow you up. Like, stuff happening 10 years ago or books that were out, you know, whatever. But her movie later this year will probably ignite that fire back because I want to watch it.
Well, they stopped it. They stopped filming. Why? Indefinitely.
Wait, why?
Because of the writer's strike.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Because it was Blake Lively was filming, which she was not right for that part.
No,
I'm just saying that right now. She was not right. I almost felt like they were trolling us and she wasn't actually playing the part. They just were trolling us with the bad wigs and outfits.
Right.
Like, it's fucking...
Lily would never. I'm sorry. We read the books. Lily would never.
No, it was nice so fucking weird. But yeah, they stopped filming indefinitely because of the writer's strike. So who knows if the movie will even get made at this point. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I was reading. Well, I had no idea. Wow. Okay. There you have it. Cool. Well, she had her moment. And that's on that. I wanted you to hear the Fatboy Slim song. Is this the right one? Hold on.
Fatboy Slim?
Isn't that the right here right now? No. Yeah. Is this it? No.
I mean, they say is the right song? Here, right now.
That's not it. Yeah.
That's not the
what
one.
Is the right here, right now song, y'all?
I think it's one from like the 80s.
Right here, right now. Yeah, that's it. Who sings that?
I don't know. Rod Stewart?
No, he's a little bit more cigarette-y, Marlboro-y in this voice.
Cigarette-y.
But I can't find the... I wanted to pull
on. Right here, right now. Oh.
If Maggie yawns one more time on my lap and her breath... smells like a fart one more time, I'm gonna throw up.
We found it. It's Jesus Jones.
I would have never thought that.
I've never heard that name before ever. He must be a one-hit wonder.
Has to be,
right? Hold on, we're gonna pull it up, just that part.
And I really hope y'all know what I'm talking about.
Jesus Jones. Is it Jesus or Jesus?
It's probably Jesus, if we're being... Jesus Jones. No, your name isn't Jesus with Jones, is it?
Right now, there is no other place I'd rather be.
Right here,
right here, right now.
Wake up from history. I just read the words. Okay. Oh, I saw the decade and when it seemed the world should change. At the blink of an eye and if there's anything. Nope, that's not it. Okay, well, now you have it. Add that to your playlist. Hey, Alexa, play Jesus Jones right here, right now. Y'all are welcome. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO!
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.